When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 412. Listener feedback number 33. YouTube comments. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and check out some of the things they've got there. They got a great shirt called Nobody Escapes from the Mayberry Jail. Great t-shirt. And also they've got You'll Have to Go Through Us First. Both of those shirts are cool. They're t-shirts. It's going to be summer again soon before we know it, so head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you as well by donations from listeners like you. The executive producer of Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 412, is Larry Granger. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsome, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and I am glad to be here in Mayberry with you this evening or today, whenever you're listening to it, because I had computer problems. And if you have computer problems, it's hard to put the podcast together, but I got them fixed. You know, luckily, that's what I do, so I know about that. It's actually my keyboard, believe it or not. My keyboard broke and froze my whole computer up. Anyway, but because of that, I did not have time to go out and do all the stuff I normally do getting ready for the show. And so last week was episode number 411, and it was listener feedback number 32. Well, this week, I didn't go through. There was a ton of comments I didn't get through. And so what I did this week is we're going to listen or hear, I'm going to read them, I should say, comments to you that are from YouTube. Now, you guys, I should have mentioned this before, but, you know, there's all these videos, all these audio podcasts that we do, that if you listen to the audio, there's video versions of this. And if you go to the twochairsnowaiting.com website, you can click and see the videos. They're right there. But they're all on YouTube. So there's a lot of people who find the podcast from watching the YouTube video. So we want to thank you for watching, because I know you're suffering through seeing me. Yeah, the audio listeners have it much better because they only have to hear me. You guys that are watching all the time, you're getting to see me. Now, the thing you get if you do watch the episodes, often when I'm talking about something, I show pictures, you know, screenshots, things like that, that are not necessary for you to enjoy the podcast. So if you're just listening to the audio, I don't mention them, and I will describe them to you sometimes if I'm looking at something, but if you're watching the video, you actually get to see those things. So that's the big difference between the audio and the video. Other than that, it's the exact same show. So I want to thank our audio and our video watchers, listeners and watchers, for Two Chairs No Waiting. Thank you for being part of the show, and thank you. I'm glad you enjoy Mayberry. So we're going to head over and see some of the comments we've gotten from YouTube. So the first one is going to be about episode number 380. It's called Barney and the Squad Car. And episode 380. We had a person who wrote in, it's TN, it's Nitro. It's TN. So it's like Tennessee. I think it's like Tennessee Nitro N is what his name there is. But he wrote in a couple of weeks ago saying, when Aunt B is trying to fatten up Barney at the dinner table, you can see that Barney has cigarettes in his pocket. And that is so true. You certainly can. And he says basically that Don Knotts smoked. So if you guys have never noticed that or never seen that, that is a definite fact. That there are a lot of episodes, if you watch them, you can actually see in Barney's pocket. Sometimes there will be, you can see the outline of a cigarette box or pack in his pocket. And we pointed that out before on some episodes, because there's one in particular, I guess when they're, like this one, it's the same episode he's talking about. When they're trying to fatten him up, you can actually see the pocket because it's sticking out with the cigarettes in it. Later on, the same exact shirt, it looks like, but it has no pocket. We've talked about that before sometime in the past. But anyway, he was watching he's YouTube. He was watching Barney and the Squad Car. So something I said during that episode made him think about this. And what that episode's about, if you've not listened to or seen that episode, is on Andy the Matchmaker, the Squad Car. There's some magic that goes on there with the Squad Car, the Mayberry Squad Car. So if you have not seen or listened to that episode, head over and check it out. Episode number 380, Barney and the Squad Car. Okay. Next up, we're going to hear from Spy Bug. He wrote in a month ago, and I'm just now getting around to it. But I say he, Spy Bug, could be a lady. But this is episode number 351. 351. It's Betty Lynn and listener feedback. So, man, we got listener feedback going everywhere. So this is meta. You got listener feedback during the, talking about the listener feedback episode. Anyway, Spy Bug says, I'd heard the story about Opie not being able to hit the lake. So what this is talking about in that episode, we were talking about Bruce Billison. Bruce Billison was talking about when Opie was young, and at the beginning of the episodes of the Andy Griffith Show, he walked or ran up and grabbed the rock and started to throw it into the water. When he was young, he couldn't throw it that far. He couldn't throw it correctly. So they had somebody stand off to the side and throw it in. So go check out that episode if you don't remember this. He says, I'd heard the story about Opie not being able to hit the lake, and they had someone off to the side throwing it in. I told that story to my mom, but every time we watched for it, they would cut off the part where it hits the water. And that's true. You don't see that anymore. Now I know why. The sponsor post was edited out that contained the splash part. Strange how we're just now getting to that little tidbit and figuring it out. Just talking about that. They were just talking about it, and we brought it up on this episode. So, hey, ain't life funny? ain't life funny? Is what Spy Bug's saying. So, yeah, thanks for watching the show, and thanks. I hope you enjoy it. And, yeah, that is a neat thing. It happens a lot where people are thinking about something, and then we talk about it on the podcast or, we hear it somewhere else. You know, it's really neat that happens. But I'm glad you enjoyed the episode. Folks, if you hadn't heard it, head over and hear from Betty Lynn. It's episode number 351, and you can find out what she had to say about some of this stuff over there, too. All right. Next up, we heard from Justin Simos. Boy, I hope I said your name right, Justin. He wrote in a week or so ago, and this was about the episode we did called Still Fun Watching Mayberry. Remember that? Still fun watching Mayberry. It's episode number 410 of Two Chairs, No Waiting. And he says, I really like the little facts and oddities about the show. Keep up the great work. Thank you. I'm new to your program, but really enjoy it. Last week, my seven-year-old, this is awesome, asked to watch a particular episode of The Andy Griffith Show. Episode one, season one. It's what they want to see. He loves it when Aunt Bee goes fishing. Keep up the great work you're doing on the show. Thank you so much, Justin. That is great to hear a seven-year-old asking to watch Andy Griffith Show. And he likes it, I guess, when Aunt Bee's dangling her fishing lure out of the water because she's trying to give those fish. That's how sporting she is, you know. But that's great. So I hope you continue to enjoy it. Raise your children correctly, Justin. That's great. All right. So next up, we got episode number 400 and what number are we on here? 408. Let's see. 408. Mayberry is history. This is what the comment's about. And this is from a person. Oh, excuse me. His name is Saved in Christ. I believe he's probably a Christian fella. He says, I love that report about Mayberry in history. Such interesting info. I love it. He said, our church is a little bit of interesting information. Our church's men's group is currently using the Mayberry Bible study on Saturday mornings. That is great. You know, I did the Mayberry Bible Study. I think I told you guys about that. A few years ago, I taught it at church. And we, of course, have the Mayberry Bible Study podcast. So you can go to Mayberry Bible Study podcast and join us. I just put out a new episode about, 2 weeks ago. So you can definitely go and check it out and see what that's like. Because I think you'd enjoy it. A lot of people would. So if you haven't seen or heard episode number 408, Mayberry is History, go and check it out. And you'll find out why he was talking about the Mayberry Bible Study. All right. So next up, let's see. We got episode number. Oh, this is a good one. This episode is episode number 159 is the one they're talking about. This is called The Ghost and Mr. Chicken. And Corey wrote in 4 weeks ago and said, my mom is from Morgantown, West Virginia, and knew Don Knotts. He is a great guy. That is great. I tell you what, I wanted to bring that comment in, not only because he took the time to write in, so I want to thank you, Corey, but also to mention this particular episode, episode 159, the podcast video version. I get probably some of the most conflicted input about that episode because people go on YouTube and they search for The Ghost and Mr. Chicken and that episode pops up and they think they're going to get to watch The Ghost and Mr. Chicken. So I get people giving me thumbs down all the time about that. I don't know what to do about that, but I'm not trying to trick people in that, but there's this episode and then episode 160 is also The Ghost of Mr. Chicken Part 2. So if you want to hear some information, those episodes of the podcast tell you about things that happen on The Ghost of Mr. Chicken and how they relate to The Andy Griffith Show. So it's definitely worth going and giving it a listen, especially if you're watching The Ghost of Mr. Chicken for, you know, first time or sometime that you haven't seen it for a while. It'd be a great thing to go and check it out. All right, so we got one more. I think it's our last one. This next one is talking about episode number 310. And this was an episode I cheated on, okay? Because the reason this is getting comments about a month ago is because at Christmas time this past year in 2016, I didn't do a podcast episode. I just went out and republished an episode I'd done 2 years before called Mayberry Christmas to All 2014, mainly because I was basically going to do the same thing in 2016 by playing clips and music from the Andy Griffith Show that was related to Christmas and some other Christmas Mayberry type things, like Miss Ellie singing Away in a Manger and things like that. Well, instead, I just reposted episode number 310 and I'm glad I did because I got this email or got this comment from William Cunningham. He said, and this means a lot to me, by the way. He says, thank you for giving me a Christmas. As I sit here all alone on Christmas night, I liked and subscribed to your show as you were the only one who gave me a Christmas. Wow. That means a lot. And I do appreciate it. And I really mean that. And I'm glad I was able to help you enjoy Christmas just a little bit more. Folks, it's amazing how the Andy Griffith Show can actually touch people's lives. I know it's always touched mine. It's an amazing thing. And it's amazing that a show that I did 2 years ago still can get comments like that from someone who ran across it on Christmas of 2016. So William, thank you so much. By the way, that particular video, this is just the video. That video, Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 310, has had 5,594 views. So the video has been watched 5,000, almost 5,600 times. And that's probably one of the higher episodes of the podcast anyway. I don't normally get those numbers. It's more in the 100 to 200 range that people watch. So that Christmas episode is one people enjoy. So might be something you want to go watch, especially if Christmas is coming up again when you're listening to this, and go check it out. All right, folks, I hope you enjoyed that. Now, as always, at least for 2017, we have our special segment. Our special segment that we've been getting these great reports from Randy Turner. And, I guess I need to head you on over there and let you check it out. So take it away.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Cooper Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild of the Mayberry Historical Society.
1 month down and 11 to go for the daily Today and Mayberry History posts on our Facebook page. January the 31st was the birthday of someone who was very important to the success of The Andy Griffith Show, but was not a cast or crew member. That someone is Jean Howard, the real-life mother of Opie and Leon. Her behind-the-scenes contributions to her family illustrate her success at being a mother who helped and guided her sons, both of which made the difficult transition from child actor into successful and well-adjusted adult. Jean passed away in 2000. Happy 75th birthday to Bo Hopkins, whose birthday was February the 2nd. Early in his career, Bo appeared at a color episode as George, a young mechanic Goober hired when he decided to buy Wally's filling station. In many of his early film roles, Bo often played the heavy, such as his character Crazy Lee in Sam Peckinpah's The Wild Bunch. Bo is best known for his appearances in Peckinpah's films and for his role in a film we talked about just a few weeks ago, American Graffiti. In addition to Ron Howard, this wonderful film's cast also included a young Richard Dreyfuss, Cindy Williams, Mackenzie Phillips, Harrison Ford, and Suzanne Summers. Bo played the leader of the Pharaohs, the gang that held Richard Dreyfuss's character captive to initiate him as a member during his last night in town before leaving for college. February the 4th was the birth date of Janet Waldo. Janet was the attractive blonde in Mayberry who was the first to arrive when Barney invited a dozen women to Andy's on the pretense that Thelma Lou had asked them to come over, when in fact he was trying to help Andy find a prospective new wife. Janet was a preeminent voice artist, with her most famous voice work being Judy Jetson. She originated that role in 1962 and continued to play it for another 30 years. In the episode, her being the same person that voiced Judy Jetson is especially recognizable when she asked,
"What turnout? What did we turn out for?"
Sadly, Janet passed away last year. But that's it for this week. As always, thanks for listening, and remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
All right. Well, thank you, Randy. And I want to remind you, you can head over to the Gomer and Goober Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild. And you can, if you're on Facebook, you can go there and you will be able to get the daily Today in Mayberry History from Randy. Now, if you're not on Facebook or you'd rather also get it in your email, you can sign up by going to Turner's Grade, T-U-R-N-E-R-S, Turner's Grade at gmail.com. Send him an email and ask him, "Hey, I want to sign up to get these," and Randy will be glad to send them to you so you get a daily dose of Mayberry history. He has written a history every day this year for every day. So 1 month's down, and here we go, 11 to go. So thank you again, Randy. Folks, I want to thank you all for being here in Mayberry with me. And I hope you've enjoyed the show, and I hope you enjoyed the listener feedback and this week in Mayberry history. I'd love to hear from you, just like I heard from these other folks. I'd love to hear from you. If you can email me at floyd@imayberry.com, you can drop by twochairsnowaiting.com and leave me a message there, or you can give me a call, which I love, at 888-684-8415. And send me a voicemail, because then I can hear you. You get to hear me. I like to hear from you. So, folks, I'd love for you to be able to do that. Now, again, I want to thank you for joining me here in Mayberry, and we'll see you next time right here on Two Chairs.